With what you need to know in Jersey Shore News on Tuesday, January 17th, 2023, I'm Vin Abneau. Monmouth County SPCA Animal Control is looking for whoever left a 3-foot juvenile alligator inside a plastic tub in a Neptune Township lot on Sunday. Executive Director Ross Lesitra says while they don't enforce regulatory law about possessing an alligator, there could be animal cruelty charges.
Leaving an alligator in freezing weather abandoned outside a house is absolutely animal cruelty, and the SPCA would charge.
Lesitra said it's illegal to keep alligators because they're considered a potentially dangerous exotic species. A Howell man is charged with attempted murder after shooting at a rideshare vehicle outside his home in what appears to be a case of visitors being mistaken for intruders and car thieves. Three teens accidentally caused a car alarm to go off waiting for a rideshare. Unbeknownst to Pietro Venicelli, who went outside and started shooting at a pickup as they got in. The driver left and nobody inside the pickup was shot. A vigil will be held tonight at 6 p.m. in Veterans Park in Hazlitt for Jacqueline Montanaro, who died a hero trying to save her daughter Madeline from a fire that consumed their home in Hazlitt Friday, according to her husband William. The widower said that his wife, a Customs and Border Protection officer, charged into black smoke with a mother's love. Jacqueline died of her injuries soon after, and Madeline passed away on Saturday. The body of their dog, Duchess, who had been thought missing after the blaze, was recovered in the home on Monday. Recreational pot in New Jersey is strictly regulated, but a marijuana cannabis cousin is not. A Monmouth County state lawmaker is now pushing a plan to change that.
Jersey State Senator Declan O'Scanlan says Delta 8, which is derived from the same plant as marijuana but is considered hemp, can make users high or sick or both. So he's sponsoring a measure to control how it's produced and who can get it, because right now
it's everywhere. Kids can buy it at 7-Eleven, at gas stations. We should give our Cannabis Regulatory Commission the ability to regulate this stuff. Stop children from buying it immediately.
This kind of product may have a therapeutic value, says O'Scanlan, but there are serious public safety concerns and we need to pump the brakes right now. I'm David Mathau.
Travelers at Newark Airport can expect long delays on any given day, but things may be getting worse. A shortage of TSA officers and staff at the new Terminal A is causing excessive wait times. Now you're being urged to get to Newark at least 2 hours ahead of your scheduled flight. It's no secret that the Jersey Shore is hopping during the summer, but winter house rentals are gaining popularity as well. Mike Lundy, broker and owner of Seaside Realty in Seaside Heights, says COVID created an opportunity for many people to build new homes and get more money for summer rentals.
And that has also transferred over to the winter rentals, where we have 3-, 4-, and 5-bedroom properties, townhouses, and single families that are much nicer, and it's created a demand now.
He says most rentals will cost between $3,000 and $5,000 for a month in the winter, depending on the size. Do you have any issues with New Jersey's ban on plastic and paper bags at stores? A proposal to tweak the law appears to be on the back burner for now, but work is still being done to make sure we're not using any unnecessary amount of reusable bags.
Order after order of grocery pickup or delivery arriving in reusable bags to add to your stockpile. Linda Daugherty, president of the New Jersey Food Council, says there's definitely a gap here. Some people flooded with bags while others need them, so they're trying to come up with an innovative solution.
Where they can drop off the bags, they can be collected, sanitized, and redistributed back out to the communities in need and our food banks, our food pantries, and our senior groups.
Daugherty adds there should be no effort to reintroduce paper bags for delivery or pickup. That'd be taking a step backwards. I'm Dean Alfalamia.
Birthing hospitals across the Garden State have reduced the rate of some major birth complications over the last few years, leading to better outcomes for mothers, according to new data. Suzanne Spernel with RWJ Barnabas Health says this is thanks to a statewide patient safety initiative led by the Hospital Association.
What we should look at is, are we getting better year over year at every level? You know, at the provider level, at the hospital level, at the state level, and at the systems level.
The CDC-funded collaborative was recently renewed for another 5 years. I'm Vin Abneau on the Town Square Jersey Shore News Network. Have a great Tuesday.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.